that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, and they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
G'day, Mike Hussey here, but you can call me Mr. Supercoach. KFC Supercoach BBL is back and there's 25 grand up for grabs. So what are you waiting for? Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.
Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
Nobles Naus. For Ego Power Tools. Think outside with the Ego Power Plus 56 volt battery range of outdoor power equipment.
All right, Melbourne is on the cards now for David Noble to review and to preview 2023. The premiership winner of last year, Nobes, the losing prelim finalist of 2022. How do they look? And there's a lot of interest in this club right now, given that Luke Jackson is heading out and Brody Grundy coming in.
Well, if we start with the growth area, I think their ability to get better is about a 6 out of 10 at the moment for me. I think Melbourne are at a point where to try to get some freshness coming back through that team in the next 18 months, I think, to continue to push them and keep them up into that bracket. I think Jackson's going to be a huge loss for them. I mean, we talk about him like he's a 5-6 year player. He's not actually that old. Mm. So from a youth and a growth and a development, he's a bit of a loss for them. They've got Grundy coming in, so that may add to them. You know, I think Brody's got to get on the paddock and play again to get some more credit back into how we know he can play. So the development is a 6 for me. So that's the players coming through. I know they've got some players that they'd like. They're going to need to find some space to bring some of those guys through. Otherwise, they're going to start looking around for other opportunities. That's generally what will happen. From a stability,
I think that Bedford being one of those, potentially.
Yeah,
in that zone, at least.
In that zone, absolutely. So, and the times that he played this year, he played really well. Now I understand it's tough at times to find a spot, you know. And I think they're a group that are very much an establishing. I think they've come out of an emerging phase and they've established. They won a flag last year, so they're in a very mature space. So, getting into that team is tough sometimes. Because you've got other guys that have come through that period of time that have got some perhaps more credits in the bank. Very stable group. I've got them as an 8 out of 10. Club, coach, CEO, list management, you know, I think they do it really well.
Despite all the goings on off field at the board level and the various punch-ons at dinners, well, it's still stable?
For me, I think they've managed them quite well. It hasn't been, you get some angst about it, but I think, you know, they're reasonable. Seems that some of those conversations are still held privately and they're able to negotiate their way through and keeping a lid on things whilst allowing the footy to do its talking, which has been great for the fans after a long period of time. Interesting. I think their salary cap is in a reasonable spot. I've got them as a 7 out of 10 demo in that vulnerability. What will change that maybe once the Jackson aspect and the Grundy aspect finishes is where their picks lie. That for me is that's the little bit for me that just pulled them down. I think their cap's in a reasonable spot. I think they've managed that quite well. And premiership profile, they're a 9. Mm. They're just a tick for me behind the Cats and a little bit in front of Sydney and I think Brisbane. So they're right in it again up until their neck. And you know, if they address some of those issues, that the bit of vulnerability or the needs, I think, forward. I mean, Soss and I have sort of talked off air a bit about this. For me, it's some more run on the wing.
Okay.
You know, where's Brayshaw? Played mid, did a great job in the wing in the premiership year, went to half back. I'd like to see them have a little bit more run through that midfield role. Petrarca, Oliver, great power, but I think another runner through that line to go with Langford, I think, would help.
Okay. How do you see them, Sauce?
Yeah, well, they're right up there still. Their best is still very good. The only thing I sort of probably question whether they're going to address this during the draft is probably their talls.
Mm.
I mean, Mitch Brown retires now and Dahl went through the year and I think Roseman's another another player, young player that they got a couple of years ago. So, so it's whether they can replenish those tools. Right at the moment, there's a question mark over Ben Brown in terms of how can he, what's he, is he at, right at the end of his career, and question mark over Wiedemann. So, and you got, and obviously you've got Tomlinson as well. So
McDonald
injuries as well. So they have got tools there, but you know, a lot of it's to do with age, and the other one is, are their bodies going to stand up?
We talked about, with Grundy coming in, does that allow Max to play a little bit more forward?
Well, yep. You tell us what is going to happen there, because I'm as intrigued about that dynamic as anything going into 2023.
Yeah, well, both can take marks and kick goals forward. We've seen that. Brody, not so much, not this year, the previous couple of years, but when he first came onto the scene, you know, when he was young, learning the game, he took quite a few marks forward and was able to get on the scoreboard. Then they used him more as a ruck, so he didn't access that skill that he's got. So maybe they can, and if they put five on the bench, Soss is adamant that there's another one coming, I reckon that helps them.
And they might just back their midfield here and go, yeah, well, listen, we play a Gawn or a Grundy forward for time at times, that let's get it in there. As long as they give us a contest, they might be able to catch the ball. So they might just back their midfield and say, we're going to get enough of the ball that we can keep it down there and you guys can catch it.
Their mode of play too, Damo, they like to keep the ball in one side. They try to squeeze the opposition in there. So they're happy for the tools like the Grundys, the Maxes and the Jacksons of the like that have been there to intercept and mark and kill those balls and go to the stoppages.
Yeah, did that suffocate them a little bit late in the year?
Possibly.
That style?
Yeah. A few worked them out, I think, and tried to open them up.
Yep.
To have Grundy and Gawn behind the ball as well from a defensive 50 stoppage will also be handy for him as well.
Yep. Well, and you've got May and you've got Lever that have been able to hold that back end, you know, not dissimilar to what Blitzarves and Stanley have done for the Cats in winning that flag.
Yep. No, a lot of Melbourne supporters are keen to see what Jacob Van Ruin can do. And he was an emergency late in the season. There were some calls for him to be given a crack in the high-end games. He wasn't. What do you know of him? Do you see a significant role for him next year?
I don't know much about him, but that's sort of the example for me that I'm thinking you need to continue to blood these guys coming through. You know, it's you're in the window, but the opportunity to bring one or two through and give them their 10, 15 games over a couple of years to get that experience, because they're the guys you're going to hand the baton to.
And just here, he played 36 goals from 18 games in his first VFL season. I mean, that's the second level, but that's a fair few goals per game for his first showing.
Yep.
Yep. I think he will be given a chance and every chance to have a crack early next year, the way he developed this year. So there's David Noble's review of the Melbourne Football Club. You've still got the Fremantle Football Club to come today, Dave, before you finish with us at 5 p.m. Melbourne time on this late trade today. So sometime in the next 75 minutes, you'll be doing the Dockers as well. We need to get to a break. There's already a few people on the line. We'll get to your calls on the other side of it. If you want to join those people, 1300 23 55 48.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
Right.